Wow, have you seen what Giancarlo just outlined? It's a massive shift in how we look at digital asset regulation here. He's basically saying that stability is non-negotiable, even if Congress doesn't move fast on the Clarity Act.
That's exactly right. His comments show that executive agencies are ready to step up immediately. It means we don't have to sit around waiting for legislation. The SEC and CFTC are prepared to draft their own rules to bring real clarity to the space.
And Paul Atkins at the SEC, plus Mike Selig at the CFTC, those two will be leading the charge on rulemaking. It's a huge relief compared to just hoping for legislative action.
Absolutely. That moves us from passive waiting to active preparation. We want to make sure the market doesn't stay stuck in uncertainty any longer.
The real winner here is probably the banking sector, don't you think?
Yes, banks have been really hesitant. You know why? Because they're scared of compliance issues and anti-money laundering risks without clear guidelines.
No way. Clear rules let them see their liabilities and feel confident. That actually opens the door for partnerships between traditional finance and crypto projects.
Exactly. Plus, retail investors get a boost too. They know their banks are operating within a solid legal framework, which makes them feel much safer holding assets.
It's not just banks either though, right? Asset managers and payment processors benefit from this consistency too.
Correct. When the guidance is consistent, compliance costs go down across the board. That frees up capital to actually flow into legitimate projects instead of getting hoarded out of fear.
It really does highlight a pragmatic approach. We know legislation takes time, but market participants need answers right now.
The goal is clear regardless of how it gets done. Whether through Congress or the agencies, we're trying to foster an environment where innovation thrives alongside security.
So basically, the U.S. wants to give us a structured path forward.
That's right. We want banks and investors moving with confidence. This safety net prevents any regulatory vacuums that could stall innovation or invite bad actors.
And honestly, it feels like we're finally integrating digital assets into the mainstream without sacrificing safety.
Precisely. It's a viable roadmap for the coming months, no matter what happens with the legislation. The government is serious about getting this right.